I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Three Islamic militants were convicted in the beheading deaths of three Christian schoolgirls and faced prison terms of 14 and 20 years. The grisly murders took place in Poso, Indonesia, and fanned Muslim-Christian tensions in the Sulawesi province. Open Doors' Carl Muller says Christians need support.
Our encouragement to believers there is that just as the first century church endured these types of persecutions and then literally turned the world upside down, that they can still see their prayers and their efforts to reach out to their persecutors have an effect.
It's unclear whether there will be an appeal. Please continue to pray for those in ministry in Sulawesi. Meanwhile, the Lao Movement for Human Rights say Nakhon village leaders in Laos want to eliminate Christianity from the remote village that's only accessible by an 8-hour boat trip. LMHR reports local leaders assembled a group of more than 180 people to force local believers to renounce their faith or be forced out of the village. 46 people from 10 families were ordered to leave. Government officials deny the charges, pray that this persecution will end, and Christians and non-Christians are spending their spring break serving together. U.S. college students are helping with Katrina cleanup, and InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Denise Rossetti says non-believers are asking a lot of questions.
We get some great questions from students asking about how can you be a Christian and not be a hypocrite and not be a nun? Don't you have to be a nun in order to be like a real Christian? Or, you know, why do Christians draw such a strong line between being a Christian and being a non-Christian?
Follow-up is crucial for this ministry as many come to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.